Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
I'm John Matt. So behind the black, Bob Zimmerman is here. We're going to India. The SpaceX mission. What is that, Bob?
India, of course, is trying to develop its own manned and space day manned program, as well as build its own space station. So one of the skills you need to have is to be able to do undocking, rendezvous and docking of spacecraft, preferably nowadays autonomous robotics, so you don't need people necessarily to do it. And the SpaceX mission in India was launched earlier this year. It involved a target vehicle and a chase vehicle, and they were put in orbit, and they successfully completed a docking. The original plan, which is good, they learned how to do a docking and demonstrated they could do it. The original plan was then to undock the two spacecraft, and they'd go off their separate ways to do orbital-type research and other kind of technology tests. The head of the India Space Agency, ISRO, said, no, we got lots of fuel on these two crafts. We have there's a lot of things you need to learn how to do in terms of docking. I want you to do more docking tests. So they undocked, and they've now successfully completed a second autonomous docking in orbit, and they did it from a different manner. And in between, they did what they call a rolling experiment, just to test maneuvering these vehicles in space from the ground. And so they've completed a second docking. They still have about half the fuel on these craft. So there's still discussion. They might do another undocking and do additional docking configurations. And that, I think, is very good. India's moving forward. Let me go straight to the second story about India, John, to show how they're moving forward. The Modi government has been trying very hard to go to the capitalism model. It's been pushing private enterprise in space. And it appears now that two different Indian states have jumped on that bandwagon. They've both issued commercial space policies that are intended to encourage commercial space to come to their states. One of the states, Tamil Nadu, is at the southern tip of India where they're building their second spaceport. So it makes sense they would do this and try to encourage business to come there because they've got a spaceport being built. The other one, Gujarat, I think I'm pronouncing that right, is on the western coast of India. It's a very industrialized region, and it's got some centers from ISRO located in it. And so they're trying to bring business as well, and they're going to bring in $5 billion of investment and 25,000 jobs. This is India trying to make itself a major player in space by the use of capitalism. Can't beat it. They're going to do it, and I'm looking forward to great things from India down the road, John.
Mars. There's a mystery about Mars. Bob explicates it all the time. Appears to be features on the surface of Mars that are consistent with flowing water once upon a time, an epoch of Mars. But, and now a discovery. Bob, what have they found?
Let me finish the but. The but is that everything we know about Mars and its climate history says it never was warm enough or had a thick enough atmosphere for liquid water to have existed on the surface. But as you say, there's all these geological features that to our eyes on Earth look like they were formed by flowing water. Well, scientists studying four different core samples drilled by the Mars rover Curiosity have detected abundant amounts of the iron carbonate mineral siderite. And now this is on Mount Sharp in Gale Crater. It's only one area of Mars, but it suggests this a large amount of siderite suggests there may be more carbon sequestered within the Martian crust than previously believed. And if there is more carbon in that crust, it suggests there might have been actually a carbon cycle of carbon dioxide between the atmosphere and the ground, and maybe even ice, some water, that could have made the atmosphere thicker and warmer and make it more possible for life. There's a lot of assumptions going on here, and we should not take these results too seriously. For one thing, they are extrapolating the presence of carbon throughout the crust of Mars based on this one location. And to say that is an assumption is an understatement. You really can't take that too seriously because it's just this one location. It could be particular to that location, doesn't mean. And the other thing about it is, of course, that the assumption that liquid water formed these formations is based upon us on Earth. The fact is that on Mars, it's an alien environment, and there's a lot of accumulating evidence that suggests it could have been ice and glaciers that formed these formations. We don't know. Uncertainty of science, John. We've got to wait and see.
Bob Zimmerman.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.